Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, March 8, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is up 4 basis points, yielding 4.43%. The dollar is firmer against the yen, flat on the euro and pound. Oil is down, gold and industrial metals are higher, cryptocurrencies are mostly up. Bond weakness, the big story on global markets, with yields propelled higher by a hotter-than-expected U.S. payrolls report. Sticky inflation concerns have been fanned by surging oil prices and signs of U.S. economic strength, which corresponded with hawkish-leaning Fed speak that led markets to dial back 2024 rate cut expectations and price in risk of a delay to the easing cycle. In overseas developments, Asian market participants are eyeing a potential FX intervention from Japanese authorities with U.S. dollar-yen pair close to 152, eyed as a potential red line. We also have central bank policy to take center stage later this week with ECB policy meeting due Thursday. On the data front, we had Switzerland March unemployment rate ticking up above analysts' forecasts. Norway February manufacturing production came in negative and below expectations. Japanese February current account rose above the prior month, and German February trade balance came in below expectations. We don't have anything due up on today's U.S. economic calendar. In corporate news, the Sydney Morning Herald reports that ExxonMobil is under investigation from Australia's offshore regulator over a suspected hydrocarbon spill. The article cites a statement from Australia's Offshore Petroleum Safety Authority, which said that ExxonMobil subsidiary Esso Australia notified the agency that a sheen is visible on the surface of the sea off Australia's Gippsland coast, and that the pipeline has been isolated at both facility ends and is being depressurized. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Monday. Japan benchmarks ended off their peaks, but still almost 1% better. And we also saw solid gains in Seoul and Taipei. The PBOC is keeping a tight leash on the yuan amid downside risks. Offshore yuan is range-bound as the currency continues to stabilize following the bout of volatility just over a week ago. The PBOC implemented another stronger-than-expected fixing of the yuan's daily midpoint on Monday, coming after the dollar. Yuan pair rose towards the upper limit of its 2% trading band last week. The strengthening bias was viewed as a sign that China's authorities continue to prioritize stability over managed depreciation, given the lingering capital outflow concerns. While authorities are guiding expectations via stronger-than-expected fixings, there have also been multiple reports of China state banks selling dollars to put a floor under the yuan. And a Shimao filing has revealed the company faces a winding-up petition from China Construction Bank via the Hong Kong High Court over debts worth over $200 million. Shimao said it would oppose the petition vigorously and continue to work towards an offshore restructuring of about $11.7 billion in offshore debt, aiming for a 60% reduction. Reuters noted this move represents a rare decision by a state-owned bank to take legal action offshore against a mainland developer, recalling that similar cases for China Evergrande and Country Garden were instigated by overseas-based creditors. European markets have opened broadly higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. The pace of ECB easing may hinge on energy prices and restocking risks. The European Central Bank meets on Thursday, with markets expecting it to hold rates at 4%. The focus may turn to the tone of the statement and press conference, given guidance of a June cut. Eurozone inflation dynamics are broadly benign, as energy price shocks following the Ukraine war have been largely overcome, and higher rates are impacting EU growth. Core inflation is still declining, so risks are seen as tilted to the downside for wage pressures. And surveys show the UK economy is gaining momentum. Research by consultancy BDO found UK output reached its highest level since May 2022 last month, and inflation slowed to the lowest point in more than 3 years. Its output index climbed to the highest level in almost 2 years, but its optimism index recorded its first drop since November, suggesting still some caution. In addition, the employment index also fell for the next consecutive month to the weakest point in nearly 9 years. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, April 8th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.